Hello.
Yes, my name is Asia. I was giving you a call about customer support. You left me your number.
Oh, hi. What company is this?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am, and we provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I have your zip
Okay.
code, please?
Sure, 02333. I have fraudulent charges on my card. And
Okay.
the bank gave me your number that excuse me. Actually, I have two separate cards. One's my regular bank card and then one's Cash App card, and they both were used fraudulently. But I'm not, and my Cash App card and my bank card, it was both for the same exact price on one of them. And but the name was different, so I don't know if you handle it for both of them. I just thought it was fishy that it was the same exact amount of money, fraudulent charges, but two different company names, or what it wasn't even a company, it was like an item's name.
Can I have your first and last name, please?
Yeah, I thought I said it, Shannon Queen.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Thank you. Can I have you verify your address for me, ma'am?
98 Metzler Road in East Bridgewater.
Okay, thank you. Hold for just a moment. No, I'm still here. One moment. Thank you for being patient. One moment. So by looking at this account, it looks like you had ordered our tactical bag. You paid for the shipping fee to receive the tactical bag on December 7th. You paid $7.95. With this, we give you a $125 gift card that you can use online at an online gadget store, but you will be billed around $67.32 each and every month.
What? I have no idea what any of that other stuff, like the, I know, there was a thing that get a backpack, just pay shipping, and that was it. Like there was no gift card or reoccurring anything. I don't know what that is about.
Okay, so that was in the terms and conditions when signing up. Do you want to continue with the monthly gadgets club each and every month?
No.
Okay, so what we can do is get your account closed. One moment.
And why are you guys charging two separate of my accounts?
Okay, so ma'am, that was explained in the terms and conditions also that you will be billed $67.32 each and every month for being a monthly gadget member. Hold for just a
Right, but
moment.
ma'am, you charged two of my credit cards.
Okay, so the only credit card that we have on file, ma'am, ends with 3267. We have only one credit card on file. Okay, so what I did was I closed your account for you. Let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Can you reimburse me that money?
Unfortunately, no, ma'am. This is considered a valid charge, which you did on our website. What we can do to help you. You were charged $67.32. We can provide you with a 35% refund. You get back $23.56 back to your account.
That's I don't even know what these terms and conditions you're talking about. What I literally paid shipping for a backpack.
The best thing
And
we can
then
do for you, ma'am.
it was asking me if I wanted all these other things, and I clicked no for everything.
The best thing we can do for you, ma'am, is provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $33.66 back to your account. Would you like for me to proceed with that refund?
I would like 100% refund because
unfortunately, no, ma'am. We cannot do that for you. This is the best thing we can do for you.
Also, are you able to look up by credit card because you guys have charged both of my cards?
No, ma'am. We only have one credit card on file. Would you like for me to proceed with this refund?
Yeah. Give me my money back. Do you have a supervisor?
Unfortunately, ma'am, we all have the same protocol, so we only have one credit card.
No, it's not that. What happened was when I tried to sign up for this, I think I went to use one card first, and then the thing didn't go through, so I had to do it again, and I used my other card. So I am being charged on both cards. I
hold
have
for
the
just
proof.
A moment, ma'am. Thank you. I'm still here. One moment. I'm still here. One moment. Thank you for being patient. One moment.
Man, talking about scamming people out of their money, this is ridiculous. All under the guise of trying to pretend like you're doing something nice for the people and then you're going to scam them out of money. I'm not saying you, I'm saying that company.
So, ma'am, by looking at this account, we only have one card on file. You have to speak with your bank for further assistance. Customer, are you there?
I'm here. I'm just trying to think because...
Okay. So, would you like for that refund of $33.66 to go back into your account to help you out, ma'am?
Yes, I would.
Okay, one moment. I'm still here. One moment. Okay. So your cancellation number is 263.
Mhm.
2600.
Mhm.
68. Okay, and you stated you were charged $67.32 on a different card.
Correct.
Can I have the first six digits of that credit card number?
Yep, one second. Sorry, the first six or the last six?
The first six digits.
Okay, the first six digits are 440393.
Okay, one moment. And I'm staying here one moment. Can I have the last four digits of that credit card number?
8712.
Okay. One moment. I'm still here. Thank you for holding. I'm still here. My computer is loading.
Okay. Yeah, it's all coming back to me now. I tried to use, I think you guys had a deal going for, actually, so the one that shouldn't have gone through, actually, was the one that you just gave me the partial refund for, because that was the card I tried to use, excuse me, originally, and you were having, they were having a discount if you paid with a MasterCard, you got, you know, a few dollars off or something. And when I went to do that, something happened and it wouldn't go through. So then I had to take out this card that you're looking up right now and complete the shipping payment. Because I was under the impression that I was only paying shipping for something. And this is the card that it went under because it didn't give me the, this one's a Visa, it didn't give me the MasterCard, discount.
Okay, so man, we
at
only
least
have
that's what it was showing on my screen.
Yes, one moment. The only card that we have on file, the last digits is 3267. So you will have to contact your bank for further assistance.
So when you just looked up this 4403-93 number, nothing showed up in your system, is what
that's
you're saying?
That's correct. We have only one card on file, ma'am. You will have to contact your bank for further assistance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling us. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.